So cyberpunk is a term that has been coined for many years, and it was coined by Bruce Bethke, Bethke, and it's a blend of cybernetics and the area of technology that involves IT and social order, I suppose. And it's an under-rising force of like any sort of punk element of people aspiring and trying to break free and breaking out for radical change of some sort. And that the name from punk and cybernetics and the technology was coined as cyberpunk. But my fond memory was the Neuromancer with William Gibson writing that book. And I think a lot of people, and I was talking to Tess Space Leeds the other day about the idea of Neuromancer and what it was meant. And I think I shamed myself by saying I couldn't quite remember parts of it, but the Tron film was actually based on Neuromancer, written by William Gibson. And originally, Mr. Gibson wrote the thing and quickly hid it, I think, because the criticism that he got wasn't too fair. It was classed as a whole load of tripe, and many people didn't really take to it. And it was many years after before people took to it and liked it, and that's kind of led to a bit more of a popularized culture of the cyber world, I suppose. But back then it was a very underground culture, and I think to think through the years about how films that were described again with a conversation with Test Space Leads. The idea of cybernetics, and there was a couple of films that came to mind. There was a War Games, I think it was, and Daryl was another one, from the 80s, I'm sure. And they were great films, and there was an element of, as you get in most films, the offset, where there's a disequilibrium, and throughout there's a general tone of being suppressed, and the main characters, the protagonists, trying to get out and feel like they needed to fight against something to get back to some sense of normality and equilibrium. And I think the William Gibson wrote the Neuromancer, but specifically with the cyber cultures in mind. And my thoughts, and well, my passion for this is obvious because I've talked about it, and I could talk about it for hours. But then I think the idea of what could be punk in years to come, what could be something that is dark and lurking underground, would be quite an interesting idea to grasp, and trying to understand that idea that if currently we're talking about it in such a way that's open, and it's no longer an underground subject, it's no longer part of the neuromantics, cyberpunk, or any of those periods. We've gone past that, we've gone through that, and we've got an understanding of it. But what would be the next, maybe not cyberpunk, but punk era? What would be the next uprising, radical change? Would it be that too many people are online and the people making change are doing the thing that's really unheard of in 20 years' time, which would be to talk, actually meet people and talk to them face to face and draw on paper and write out things? Is it possible that that could be the future where people don't do those things anymore, and the people that do are considered to be part of a new punk movement that's creating radical change?